Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has condemned another anti-Semitic graffiti attack in Sydney's eastern suburbs, this time in Queen's Park. It has been less than a month since a car was torched and anti-Israel slogans were spray-painted onto cars and houses in Woollahra, also in Sydney's east. Well, joining me live is Alex Rivchen, Executive Counsel of Australian Jury Chair. Alex, it's good to see you once again. And now this story this morning as well, that a Sydney man has been arrested over making alleged threatening gestures out the front of a Sydney North Shore synagogue. Seems to be a daily thing now.
It is, and it's a precarious thing to be a Jew in Australia right now. Members of the community tend to wake up in the morning not knowing what's about to hit them. And we've seen over the last few weeks and months, as you've said, the burning of a synagogue, the burning of cars, the vandalism of buildings, and now this story as well about someone making a gun gesture outside a synagogue. There are clearly people in our society who harbour a deep hatred towards the Jewish people. And what's deeply alarming is that they feel so emboldened that they can now express that hatred publicly. Social media is awash with disinformation and conspiracy theories and active threats against the Jewish community. And we're seeing it spill over into real life as well.
And this graffiti attack on a car in Queen's Park, where F the Jews was spray painted on it, it's less than a month from the previous Woollahra attack. There it is there. Well, the last one anyway. How does it make you feel that no arrests have been made and those people are still at large?
Well, the community feels increasingly vulnerable as a result of this, knowing that there are multiple people engaged in this sort of behaviour, perhaps more watching on to see if there are arrests and see if there are consequences, and they'll be emboldened to act when there are none. And so we want to see justice. We want to see the law imposed strictly and forcefully to deter this sort of conduct. When you have any form of extremism in society, the only thing that can ameliorate it, can lessen its impact, is through the levying of consequences. There have to be consequences, both in terms of law and in terms of societal exclusion. People who express such hatred for the Jewish community, who vandalize property, who burn buildings, who torch electorate offices, they have to know there's a cost to what they do. And at the moment, sadly, there is very little cost.
The Melbourne leg of the International Ice Hockey Federation Men's World Championship has been cancelled over major security concerns caused by growing anti-Israel sentiment and anti-Jew sentiment in Australia. Now sporting fixtures are pulling out over growing concerns of violence here.
Well, the anti-Israel movement for a long time has targeted these sorts of events, high-profile events, through threats, through specific risks that they impose, through street demonstrations, the apprehension of violence, all these sorts of things. Their aim is to basically cleave the Jewish community and Israel away from wider society, turn them into a pariah, make people afraid to associate with Jews and Israelis. And unfortunately, at the moment, with decisions like this, it shows that their tactics are working. We need leadership. We need strength of character from people in positions of leadership to say they will not give in to this intimidation and to this thuggery. And we need the federal government to come in and the sports minister and to say, we will support you. We will support the Hockey Federation. The police are there to serve you as well. We can't set this dangerous precedent where the most obnoxious and violent elements of society dictate how we live and what we can and can't do in our own society.
Attorney General Mark Dreyfus is preparing to travel to Israel within weeks, according to reports, in a bid to mend the fractured relationship between our two countries. What do you think about the choice to send Mark Dreyfus, and are you confident relations can get back on track?
Well, Mark Dreyfus is obviously a high-ranking member of the federal government, and I'm sure that his trip will be well received by the Israeli government. But ultimately, actions speak louder than words. And when the foreign minister previously travelled to Israel and refused to travel to the sites of the October 7 atrocities in the south of Israel to see for herself why Israel is at war and what was done to the people of Israel, that was really a very, very bruising thing that was done, and that really shattered the relationship to a large degree. Since that time, we've seen visa issues with Israelis being unable to come to Australia. We've seen an increasingly hostile stance taken by Australian international forums against Israel. So this is a positive step from the Attorney General and from the government, but the actions that follow are far more important than this trip alone.
Alex Rivchen, appreciate you joining us on the program this morning. Thanks very much. Hopefully see you again soon.